WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to all the WTAW listeners sending photos and the sounds of yesterday's hailstorm to the Citibank text line at 979-695-1620. Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead said the severe weather played a role in several wrecks on Highway 6, including a semi that caught fire. Mead also said lightning struck a home in the Sendera development between Welburn and Milliken, but there was no fire in that incident. The National Weather Service reported rainfall through this morning at Easterwood Airport measured almost an inch. Before spring break, the Bryan School Board received an update on expanding, remodeling, and building new campuses financed by a voter-approved bond issue in November 2014. Tonight, administrators are asking the board to move ahead on changes at Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and the Hammond Oliver Annex. Those recommendations have not been made public, but 2 weeks ago, the board had no opposition to recommendations from the district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, which set in motion what the board might vote on tonight.
We leave the alternative scope at MC Harris, then we renovate the MC Harris facility to accommodate Star Academy. They have three classrooms in there, so there's a little bit of renovation we need to do in that building. And then the annex would take over DAEP.
The recommendations 2 weeks ago included moving all special education offices to the current administration building after those functions are relocated to the former SFA building, and leaving the former Milam Elementary building vacant. 8 months behind schedule, the city of Bryan's new fire station number 2 is nearing completion. During our show, Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says they're looking at a May opening.
They're trying to close it out for us so we can start moving in right at the end of April. So, okay. And the fire marshals will be moving down there too.
Okay.
Our offices will be down there.
Does it have a pole in it?
No.
I hate that. Yeah, I know. Well, I gave College Station the same grief too. You know, you need to have a pole in there. What the heck, right? You
know? They didn't ask my opinion.
I know.
The more than $6 million facility is located north of Villa Maria and west of Texas at the corner of Cabot and Lawrence. One of the newest members of the College Station City Council is a previous member of the governing body. John Nichols, who returned last November, will be involved in hiring a third city manager.
I think the process is going to go quite smoothly. Obviously, we have a talented individual with lots of experience and knows almost everything there is to know about the different departments in the city. So I think the transition is going to go very well, and I think the staff and I know the council will very much support him in that role.
Nichols on our show says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will lead the council through the development of next year's budget. What happens after that has not been decided. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, 7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Let's do some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure in control. There'll be some sunshine developing as the day goes on, but first we have to get rid of the low clouds and fog, and that'll happen. It'll become breezy, highs 75 to 80. Tonight clear, 45 to 50. Sunny, breezy, not quite as warm tomorrow, highs 65 to 70. Tomorrow night skies are clear. Those will drop down to about 45. During the day on Wednesday, we'll see sunshine. The highs on Wednesday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Oh, how sweet it is.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Tom Turbeville with the call yesterday. Going
Wait,
a little crazy.
Wait, you cut out a yes, didn't you? Wasn't there one more yes?
I don't think so.
Okay,
there might
right.
have been
okay.
maybe later on okay. afterwards. But okay. Either way, Kennedy Carter knocked down a three-pointer with about 3.2 seconds left. They give the Aggs the 80-79 lead. They would hold on. They defeated DePaul to move on to the Sweet 16. So the Aggie women moved to the Sweet 16. Later on in the day, it was the Aggie men getting it done. They defeated North Carolina 86-65. They, too, are moving on to the Sweet 16. So we'll cover both of those games, as well as plenty of other Aggie sports in action over the weekend and some more March Madness, all that coming up in sports.
You can send us your pictures of the storm.
Yes.
What it left behind in your yard. Hopefully that's all that happened, rather than it, you know, knocked down a fence or, you know, bunged up your roof
right,
or broke glass.
Or
your car.
Ooh.
Dented up your
yeah.
vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some pretty big chunks, and you can also see the pictures that people sent in online at WTAW.com.
There you are. And so I'm thinking, you know, we were discussing that Shell was giving us this information during the game.
And right.
Chelsea was talking about how he used the term ping pong ball
mm-hmm. yeah.
To talk about the size of the hail and how, again, a ping pong ball has air inside it. It's soft and you know. If it hits you, it wouldn't be a big deal, as opposed to a golf ball. So I didn't know if, in fact, in meteorology school, they might learn that. Because, you know, the other thing he could have done was, like, key lime size, right? Because a key lime is about the same size as
sure.
a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what a key lime looks
it's
like.
It's a small lime.
Yeah,
okay.
So it would kind of, you know, that would be kind mm-hmm. of harmless feeling. But
maybe.
But I actually Googled hail sizes.
Okay.
And there is a
okay.
chart.
Oh,
there is a chart
very
from the
nice.
National Oceanic and Atmospheric, NOAA, about a hail comparison.
Oh, yeah.
So there it is.
I'm looking at it.
Got your penny, got your quarter, got your half dollar, which is crazy because nobody has half dollars
right.
anymore. You don't know
right.
what they look like. Then it goes to golf ball. There's
yep.
no ping pong ball.
No ping pong
so
ball.
So Shell is going off the reservation when
yeah.
he does this.
Yeah.
But I like that, though. I want it to be spherical as opposed to flat like a coin.
But the deal is...
Okay,
but the deal is they're not. Hailstones are not perfect by any means.
No.
Sometimes they're kind of smashed together looking like because it's just however they happen to glom up in the cloud before they fall down.
Somebody anyway. Texted in, how about large marshmallow size?
Well, ooh. But see, what is a large
jumbo mallow.
No.
Jumbo mallows.
Okay, but think about that because now they have them about the size of your fist.
True.
You know, to put in s'mores. So, yes, there was a time that marshmallows would work. Mm-hmm. Now, you hate to think that your kids would be confused over the size of hail. And that'd be the other thing. You could do like mini marshmallow size.
Ooh, yeah, there we go.
Or you could say like the hail is the size of Jordan almonds.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
The Jordan almonds again.
Well, I mean, look.
And then this is interesting. It goes
circle.
From golf ball to pool ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, you know, I don't know.
It just. But again, I'm sure they base this on life experience,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hockey puck size. What do you think?
I mean,
you know, just.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, doesn't matter. And of course, the biggest one is softball, which is 3.8 inches. And even if it's close to that,
oh,
yeah,
that's
now,
dangerous.
One of the famous lines that videos that they have of David Letterman when he was a weatherman is he said hail the size of canned hams.
Oh,
sounds painful.
Yes, there's video of him actually saying that. So that was a deal. So anyhow, we're mentioning that. It's not too often that people want to hang on to these frozen things that fall from the sky, mm-hmm. but a lady did this. Her granddaughter gave her this ice ball 11 years ago, and she put it in the freezer. And now they've posted a picture of them standing there holding on to this thing that is, you know, basically the size of a softball.
Yeah.
And shows the picture of when the little girl gave it to her, and then a picture after they drug it out of the freezer, and it's not quite the perfect 11, but not the perfect circle that it was 11 mm-hmm. years ago, but it's still there and it's still frozen.
That's crazy.
And it was. And I'm sure people used to do that a lot more than they do now, because with all the ways that you can instantly communicate visually with people.
Sure.
You can take a picture of, hey, look what fell in my backyard.
Right.
And then it's there forever.
Right.
As opposed to putting it in your freezer.
But you needed proof back then.
Back then, yeah, people wouldn't believe you. Hey, man, come on in and have a look at this. This is pretty cool.
I will say, even though, you know, Shell came in doing his job, giving us the weather update, they usually kept it on a split screen.
Uh-huh.
Or they took advantage of the longest commercial breaks ever.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so now here's the deal. So I'm watching, I guess, the first time I'm watching on the TV in the kitchen, which is like 12 inches, okay? Okay. Well,
man,
so
you got a kitchen TV?
Well, I mean.
Wow. You are really living in the high life.
It's like a 13-year-old.
I can see my TV from the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what I do. I have to kind of peer around, though, sometimes.
It's like a 13-year-old television, so no, it ain't that good. Okay. I mean, it's the monitor is like a foot deep, okay? It's anyhow.
Yeah.
But then the little drop-in picture is, what, the size of a postage stamp.
True. Yeah. It's really
so
little.
So I go into my living room where I have my giant flat screen that's 35 inches,
you have
okay?
a flat screen?
Yeah, I know. The very idea. Now, how did this look on your screen, Zach? Because you've got the one that's like 94
inches,
right? Oh,
yeah. I got the curved screen.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
It looked good.
But, I mean, see, it was big enough that you could tell, right? You could see what was going on. I had no idea in my little TV what was going on.
Yeah, true.
I saw people kind of running around like ants.
Yeah, it was.
Even
though they kept it up, yeah, it was kind of hard to tell what was going on.
And so I just thought maybe you could put the weather on social media and leave the game on TV.
Yeah.
But, see.
But not everyone has social media.
Well, and we're three people who wanted to watch the game. There are a lot more people who didn't necessarily care anything about the game.
I will say, we had a TV set up outside on the back porch. Okay. And so we were outside watching it.
That sounds dangerous.
But that was dangerous for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the weather was blowing in. Yeah. And it was kind of cool because you could feel the temperature dropping. And then the birds started doing this weird thing. I don't know. They were flying.
Wait a minute,
in a
weird
pattern.
Thing. What does that tell us?
Well, like there's a small creek behind us.
Okay.
And so they all got into the trees and then one by one slowly like started dive bombing into the creek. And then they started, you know, cackling. And I don't know. They just knew something was going on.
Right.
It was weird.
Pay attention to the birds from now on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, just
and Shell. Shell and the birds, I knew something was coming.
So now what, did you have to pick up the TV and then carry it into the house?
Yeah, when it started. I mean, we were able to watch throughout the whole game. It didn't hit the house until after the A&M game. But yeah, and then my roommate brought it back
inside. Because you could have gotten this giant clear tarp and just sat down, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we have a covered porch. Like, we're covered. All right. Underneath, you know, some type of shelter. Okay. But yeah.
Anyway, that.
It's kind of nifty. It's like real-time weather.
I stayed inside. I hunkered down. We were scared.
Yeah,
me and the dog.
You and the dog were scared. Yeah, that
big claps of thunder, and he was like, "Whoa, what's going on?"
Yeah. That's the thing with thunder. Yeah, the dogs don't know it's going to end. They think it could go on for the rest of their lives. That's why they get scared. 7:18. All right. Hey, kudos to United Airlines.
No, what'd they do right?
Well, in another dog-related incident, United Airlines diverted a flight because of a dog taken on board. The flight, originally set to go from Newark, New Jersey to St. Louis, was diverted to Ohio to reunite the dog with his family.
Oh.
The dog's itinerary had him going to Akron.
Okay.
But was mistakenly taken on this flight.
Oh, so they screwed up.
They did, but they diverted. I mean, you think about this.
If I'm a passenger on that plane, I am not happy.
What if Frank Lewis's bag was supposed to go to Akron, Ohio, and they realized that Frank's bag was on this plane going to St. Louis? Would they have turned around and gone back to Akron just to drop Frank's luggage off?
No.
No. But they did it for a dog. About an hour and a half was also spent on the ground in Akron after the flight diverted. Why?
You're changing people's...
Yeah, and you're right. Then that's how to take somebody who's marginal about dogs over the edge. Because, again, if you got a puppy, all right, you might understand that.
Right.
But still.
But, again, they're trying to spin this as, like, good PR when they made another mistake.
You done messed up, Aaron.
It's the best they could do. The dog is well and with his or her family.
Well, good. But what about all those people that missed their connecting flights in St. Louis?
I'm just glad the dog's okay.
Okay. It says they were compensated. I don't know what that means.
No. Everyone get a voucher so we can bring the pooch back to Ohio.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy efficient and low maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top to bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW at 722. Going to be a pretty nice week, as a matter of fact, as far as the weather's concerned now. A little breezy today, but we're going to have nice weather. And if you're doing the big event thing next Saturday, it's going to be 82. So all those little students will be out there working in the heat while you're inside going.
Isn't this just weird?
What?
It's just weird. The weather's weird.
Well,
strange.
Tomorrow's the first day of spring.
Spring.
So and tomorrow's help. Only supposed to get up to about 69.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See? Weird.
Tomorrow's the day to do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
sunny and
stuff.
Nice.
Be okay.
Hey, FYI, Jay Bielus, if you know him, he's a basketball analyst for ESPN.
Yep.
He played, of course, for Duke back in the day. He did some research in the undergrad enrollment of the Sweet 16 teams.
Okay.
Gonzaga is your lowest at 4,837.
Ah.
So that's the lowest.
Okay.
Your top?
Yeah.
Texas A&M.
Right.
53,690.
So we ought to be able to find eight or nine guys that can play ball,
the closest next one is Florida State at 32,812.
Whoa.
So A&M blew them out of the water.
We're winning in enrollment.
Yeah, we'll take anybody. Yay.
So, but I mean, if they win, just all they have to do is win two more games, and everybody can drive to the game.
San Antonio,
which would be all right.
Cool.
Now I don't know. Kevin told me that there is a way for the bracket to be A&M versus Tech in San Antonio.
Oh gosh,
that would be interesting.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. In the meantime. So I guess, students, you have to go to school all week, I'm sure. You can't be going out to Los Angeles for a basketball game, unless you're part of the band or the, yelly
dance team.
Does the dance team get to go?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
They were in Charlotte.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure half stayed back for the women's game, and then half get to go. So they might not take everyone, but I'm sure the other half will go to Spokane.
So that'll be the other deal. Yeah. That'll be all right. So
they don't get to do very much. They get basketball.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because people at the baseball game don't want to be bothered by the dance team.
They get to do football now, but
they do flags at football.
Yeah. But I'm just saying basketball's their season. Yep. So they get to go.
So Morgan DeBoyer, she lives in Canada. She thinks that children playing is one of the happiest sounds in the world. Unfortunately, her neighbors don't agree. The Canadian mom of four boys, speechless when she received a letter in the mail via Canada Post indicating her children were too loud when they were playing in the backyard.
Oh, gosh.
The letter with no return address was signed, "Your neighbors," says several neighbors are frustrated with the noise interrupting their TV shows.
Are you serious?
Or their reading or their napping.
I wonder what these kids are doing, like band practice in the backyard or something?
They're just yelling and being kids.
Just being kids.
The letter reads, quote, "We encourage you to correct your child."
Oh, wow.
"When he screams by saying, please stop that yelling," or something like that. "Perhaps if you supervised them while they were in the backyard, it would help." Man.
Well, I mean, how many neighbors does she have? It can only be, what, one of four, right?
Well, I suppose that's probably right, but then that's the problem is then they start talking.
Yeah.
Those kids right there are the problem. This will show you, though.
Or it's only one neighbor, and they're just trying to make it sound like the other people don't like
it. Sounds like
too.
They got a Mr. Wilson in
that
their neighborhood.
True, yeah. A survey of, while we're talking about Canadians, a survey of Canadian citizens found only 16% of them could think of the name of the Canadian Space Agency. The name of it is the Canadian Space Agency. 16%.
Hey, look, Canada's not really known for their space stuff.
They're not, but see, I'm sure NASA uses that to make sure people know, hey, talk about relevance. One of these days, only 16% of Americans might know who we are, so be careful.
That's why I'm thinking Reeves might be from Canada, because she hates space.
Yeah, that's what it is.
726, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature day, about 80 degrees, and that'll be nice and kind of be breezy. So a little bit, if you are going to have to be outside, you'll get a little bit of relief, at least as far as that's concerned, because I have winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Low temperature tonight, probably around 47. Then we'll be at about 70 with north winds tomorrow. That ought to be maybe the nicest day if you need to be outside, because it starts warming up for the balance of the week until we get to the weekend, and we're going to have probably close to 80 degrees, but again, with some sunshine out there. Right now, we've got it says fog and mist. Maybe there's some out there. Haven't seen any of it. It's 68 degrees.
March is National Social Work Month, a time to recognize the contributions of social workers in our lives. Social workers are an integral part of the services at Hospice Brazos Valley. Terminal illness brings complex problems besides the illness itself. Social workers walk alongside patients and families through their end-of-life journeys, guiding them through uncertainty and change, bringing them closer to new life, growth, and renewal. With the advent of spring, Hospice Brazos Valley can't think of a better time to honor the sacred profession of social work. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise. Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Hey, you remember that big school walkout last week? Students from all over cut classes to demand more gun control laws and smear the NRA. But it wasn't spontaneous. The walkout was organized by the highly partisan, highly liberal Women's March organization. Now, apparently, some students didn't read the memo about how to behave. In Minneapolis, a Southwest high school student joined the walkout, but instead of an anti-NRA sign, he carried a flag with Trump's name on it, along with the Make America Great Again slogan. And that didn't go over well with his fellow student protesters. He was confronted by two of his classmates, and then six other students jumped in. And by the time the skirmish was over, the kid's Trump flag had been grabbed. He had suffered injuries from the assault. By gang, a pure as the wind-driven snow students who lectured and marched to eliminate violence from our society. No arrests have been made, naturally. But isn't it a crying shame that the kids who committed this assault don't have more respect for diversity? They haven't learned to tolerate those with different views who may not look like them, may not act like them, or think politically like they do. Instead, they bully. They assault. Thank God these liberal kids didn't have guns handy. Who knows what would have happened then? Guess our schools have failed them.
They just continue to fail our kids, no matter what. It's a shame.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to WTAW listeners sending photos and the sounds of yesterday's hailstorm to the Citibank text line at 979-695-1620. The National Weather Service reported rainfall through this morning at Easterwood Airport measured almost an inch. Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead said the severe weather played a role in several wrecks on Highway 6, including a semi that caught fire. Mead also said lightning struck a home in the Sedera development between Welburn and Milliken, but there was no fire there. Tonight's Bryan School Board meeting includes more campus renovation proposals. Details of what administrators want to do at Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, and the Hammond Oliver Annex have not been released to the public, but there was some discussion during a workshop earlier this month. Construction manager Jeff Windsor recommended moving BISD's Star Academy, targeting overage middle school students, to a wing at MC Harris, where future expansion is possible.
This area right now is empty. It is just a, it hasn't been renovated, hasn't been built out. Because of that, we're going to be able to go in and add at brand new restrooms. So we're not going to do anything to diminish the program. In fact, with some of the renovations that we're trying to do, we will enhance the existing programs. We'll make the building much more, you know, usable in the future.
MC Harris would continue to house BISD's alternative school, and the Hammond Oliver Annex would become the new home of the district's Disciplinary Alternative Education Program, or DAEP. Construction is nearing an end at the city of Bryan's new fire station number 2, which was supposed to be completed last October. An update was given during the show by Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse.
We had delays and delays of all kinds during construction, but we've got our doors coming in and they're putting the final touches on it. We're hoping to move in around May. So we're really excited about that.
Well, your west side access is a little bit better, too. And again, that's going to be an explosively growing area. That's for sure.
Oh, it will. It will. And so, and this is something that they built in plans for the future growth of the city, all on the south and southeast and southwest end. Mm-hmm.
Firefighters, along with investigators and staff of the fire marshal's office, will occupy the new station at Cavett and Lawrence, which is west of Texas and north of Villa Maria. the rate of population growth in College Station is slowing down.
City spokesman Jay Sokol announced the February 2018 estimated population on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
117,841.
This year's estimate, based on College Station's residential certificates of occupancy, was up only 67 from last year. That's the first time since 2010 and only the third time since 1990 that the annual population increase was less than 1,000. The gain of 67 residents also follows College Station's largest annual population increase in the last 28 years, which was almost 8,000. In related housing statistics, the number of residential lots planted in College Station so far this year is 67. That compares to none at this time last year and 327 lots 2 years ago. This year's completed residential construction is down 44% from this time last year and down 104% from 2 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Later this year, the College Station City Council will start the process of selecting a city manager. It will be the third for Councilman John Nichols. Speaking on the Infomaniacs, Nichols says he has not heard from anyone asking why a search committee has not been formed.
Personally, I think it's an appropriate question to raise. I don't know that we have finally decided how we're going to handle that.
Nichols says Deputy Manager Chuck Gilman will lead the council through the development of next year's budget. Congressman Bill Flores was surprised by the recent defeat of proposed legislation that would ease how experimental drugs are provided to people with terminal illnesses. The special procedure required a two-thirds majority vote to pass the Right to Try bill, but House Republicans fell 31 votes shy of the 290 that were needed.
What we're going to do is turn around and bring it to the floor under the regular rules process, and it will vote and pass, and I'd hate to be a Democrat that votes against this.
Flores, during the show, says he has stayed in contact with a local resident who has Lou Gehrig's disease.
He is adamant to try to use something like Right to Life in order to have a chance to live a normal life. And otherwise, he's subject to a death sentence. And I want something like this to give him that opportunity, and I can't imagine anybody's trying to stand in the way of that.
Democrats and scores of patients groups say Right to Try would achieve little since the FDA already approves virtually all requests it receives under a similar existing program. The Senate approved a similar bill last summer. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 66 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-60.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference.
Sunshine and breezy weather, the story through the rest of the day. It's going to be rather warm. Temperatures will be 75 to 80 this afternoon. We have clear skies in the forecast for the overnight. It'll be somewhere between 45 and 50. Back to sunshine, breezy conditions tomorrow, but cooler, highs 65 to 70. Clear down to 45 tomorrow night. On Wednesday, abundant sunshine, milder, highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up on sports, Aggie Men's Hoops for the fifth time in program history is headed to the Sweet 16.
That'll make it 86-65.
Ball game.
11 seconds to go, and this one's going to end. And Texas A&M will get the win. How about your Aggies?
Not the win, a 21-point win against North Carolina.
Dave South and Mike Caruso with the call. The guys defeated North Carolina 86-65. They are headed to the Sweet 16. So we'll cover that game from yesterday. Also, the nail-biter at Reed Arena, where the Texas A&M women defeated DePaul 80-79. Hear a little bit from Coach Gary Blair, actually Kennedy Carter, who shot the game-winning shot there, about 3.2 seconds left in the ballgame. So we'll hear from her. Touching on all that and more coming up in sports.
If you had hail in your world and you took a picture of it, send it to us so we can see that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. You can text us your news tips, photos, videos, anything you want to 979-695-1620, powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
Now, if you happen to see Shell Winkley from Channel 3 on or Channel 5 on cable.
Give him a really hard time.
Well, just because he was, you know, he and... And to his credit, he really kind of went off the reservation. He kind of did a weather ad lib, if you will.
Right.
By saying ping pong ball size hail.
Yes, because, multiple times.
Yes. We found out, little did we know, there is an official hail size comparison chart.
Right.
From NOAA.
Right.
And
really, he probably should have used golf ball
He
size,
should have. But,
according to the chart.
But does ping pong ball sound less threatening?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
It does.
It makes it sound kind of fun. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
just a little,
let's go,
like they bounce
let's
and like.
Right. Gentle, let's go yeah. do that. See how that happens.
Because, I've gotten hit with a ping pong ball and I've gotten hit with a golf ball. And I'll take the ping pong ball every day.
Well, and I don't have a ping pong ball with me. And I'm thinking this is pretty much to scale, the picture I'm looking
sure.
at.
Sure.
And the deal is they did first. Pennies, then quarters, then half dollars. The mm-hmm. problem is, it's 2018.
Yeah, no one knows what a half
yeah.
dollar is.
When was the last time you were carrying one of them around? So that's where we need to, and just looking at that, that's even too small for a key lime. So I'm not sure.
Right.
I'm not sure what we do with that. Is that like a jawbreaker size, or is that it's not big enough for a jaw? It's too big for a jawbreaker. Anyway.
Well, wait, what are you looking at?
Well, the 50 cent piece.
Oh,
What do we do? That's... Because that's an inch and a quarter, and I don't know what would be an inch and a quarter across. But nonetheless.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying, the Aggies won yesterday, and all hell broke loose.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right. And then so it goes to golf ball, then pool ball, which again.
That does sound really
Yeah, it does.
Upsetting.
And then
yeah.
sketchy. And then baseball, and then softball. So we know what most of those are. But there is an official chart so that you know in case you need to tell somebody.
Yeah.
How big the hail is
someone,
that's falling
Someone just
house.
Sent in a picture, and it looks like maybe the roof of a shed or something with
yeah.
holes punched through
that's
it.
That's not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, not good.
That's not
overhang.
Good at all.
Now, is there anything, has there been something bigger than softball size?
Well,
we're
probably,
talking about bowling ball
there
size?
There could well have been shot put size. I mean, I don't know. But see, that's the kind of thing you ought to call it. Like shot put.
Yeah.
And pool ball and golf
pool
ball.
Pool ball.
Yeah. So, anyway. Or do you just say cue ball because people might not understand what pool ball could be something you throw around in a pool. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like a beach ball.
One of those bouncy
right.
ones, yeah.
It could be confusing. Anyway. All right, well.
An eight ball.
Yeah. You see the things we have to struggle with here?
Yeah,
you see
it's rough.
What we have, the conditions we have to work under.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sonic has just announced that this summer they're going to sell a new dessert slush drink that tastes like pickle juice.
Yeah,
pickle
I saw this.
Picture of a snow cone that's flavored with pickle juice, and that's pretty much what
I mean,
you got there.
Pickle
huh?
juice snow cones have been a thing for a while.
They have. And
keeps you hydrated.
Apparently
yeah.
one of the hot
electrolytes.
Food trends. That's true. That's very true. Foodbeast.com got to sample the new pickle juice slush, and they say it's, quote, a unique syrup that provides a punch of briny acidity, but has enough sweetness to take the sharpness out of the flavor.
Oh.
So there.
Yeah, that does
complete with
nice.
Sound effects. And if you don't want a straight pickle juice drink, they say that they can add syrup to any drink
ooh.
And make it like a pickle juice Coke or something.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah,
I don't know
good.
About that.
Yeah.
And because I actually am kind of a fan, or used to be when I was younger, of pickle juice snow cones.
Okay.
But, like, just pickle juice. I don't need a syrup that's flavored like pickle juice.
Caller.
Yes, I had a hell of a house about the size of a pinball.
Pinball.
There you go. That's good.
A good
Thank
one.
You. All right.
That might be our replace of our half dollar.
Because we've gotten pinball and pinto beans today.
He's a pinball wizard. Yeah. Sorry, so there's lots of songs. Yeah.
But you're right. You know, the acidity, that bite that you get from
pickle juice
is probably not what you want in your Sprite or something
I wouldn't
like
think
that.
So. Mm-mm.
Now, since in the cherry limeade they put a cherry in there, could they put like a slice of pickle?
Ooh.
Yeah, see how
like
that
a garnish?
Work. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see if the two guys in the TV commercials end up doing one.
Right.
And now they've got...
They've got Kimmy Schmidt. And I don't know what her real
name is. And the lady from 30 Rock.
Well, they're in Kimmy Schmidt together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot.
So okay,
it's been a while since I've seen that show.
Now they're now they're doing Sonic commercials.
Okay.
I'm so confused. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right, so here we are. One of the last Blockbuster video rental stores is closing.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's the North Pole branch of Blockbuster.
Oh my gosh.
Down. There are only 6 other Blockbusters remaining in U.S. America. 4 of them are in Alaska, and 2 of them are in Oregon. But North Pole, Alaska, a small city of about 2,200 people, part of the Fairbanks Metropolitan Statistical Area. At peak, Blockbuster had 9,000 stores. Just telling you now, they're down to 6.
Oh, man.
Now, but, you know, Netflix has got a buffer like crazy up there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it probably takes a while to stream.
That's much fun right there.
Yeah.
Have to get past all the bears and the trees.
There you are. Hey, before we finish this hour, because it's tomorrow begins spring, of course, baseball has started. Major League Baseball, be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
We have crazy ballpark food.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Crazy. I love ballpark food.
2018, we've got some crazy stuff out there.
Nice.
So we're gonna let you know what they've got at the different ballparks.
Ready.
That's it, 7:45.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple, trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Ladies, today I've got a simple idea that'll help you create a happier marriage, and that is affirm your husband. Researchers followed over 300 happy, successful couples for 22 years. Their goal was to discover what those couples did right. The study's most important takeaway was that wives who affirmed their husbands had happier marriages. That's right. If you encourage your husband, your marriage will be happier for you. You may be thinking, affirm him? Where's my affirmation? I know praising your husband can be challenging when he's not reaching out to you in a meaningful way. And I'm sure he has some things he can improve on. We all do. But hear me out. Affirmation is the key that unlocks your husband's heart. He craves respect from his boss, from his kids, and guess what? From you, too. Tell him he's a good husband, a great parent, or a hard worker, and the shell around his heart will crack open. Say something like that every day, and it'll transform your marriage. Here's all you have to do. Watch for what he's doing right. Your husband will never be perfect, but you're more likely to see the good things he's doing if you're looking for them. Then, when you catch him in the act of doing well, tell him about it. Your affirmation will open his heart and fill his soul with love for you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say
will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's ZPA. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. ZPA is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to ZPA.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. ZPA will conquer your snoring problems. Go to ZPA.com and order now.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. The weather is starting to warm up, and you may be considering a custom pool and spa project for your family. But if you're like most folks, you may be wondering how easy a pool is to maintain and own. Well, at Sunshine Fun Pools, we've spent all winter coming up with ways to save you time and money. We've put together a system that promises to give you the most energy-efficient and low-maintenance custom pool you can own. We don't want you worrying about mastering water chemistry or constantly cleaning out debris before you swim. We want you spending time on the important things in life, your family and close friends. So, new for 2018, Sunshine Fun Pools is introducing a new evolution in automated cleaning and circulation, our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system. We're so confident you'll love the freedom this system affords you, we'll give it to you for free in the month of March. And to show you our continued appreciation, we'll give you an additional $1,000 towards your pool financing or cash purchase. Treat yourself to the custom pool and spa experience you deserve with world-class equipment from Hayward. Reach out to us soon and create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning, it's 7:50. Texas A&M men's hoops is heading to the Sweet 16.
That'll make it 86-65.
Ball game.
11 seconds to go, and this one's going to end, and Texas A&M will get the win. How about your Aggies?
Not the win, a 21-point win against North Carolina.
T.J. Stark scored 21 points, and the Aggie guys pummeled the reigning national champs 86-65 yesterday. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Great win, to a great team win. I thought we got performance from everybody. I thought once we slowed them up in transition, our zone gave them some problems. Unfortunately, they missed some shots, but I thought we did a good job rebounding the ball and taking care of the ball, especially in the first half.
Tyler Davis added 18 points and 9 rebounds for the Aggs, who advanced to the Sweet 16 for just the fifth time in program history. They'll take on Michigan this Thursday at 6:37 p.m. in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, in the women's game, it was a nail-biter yesterday between Texas A&M and DePaul.
Carter shoots, top of the key. Yes! 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 2.8 seconds left to play in the game.
Tom Turboville with the call. Kennedy Carter scored 32 of her 37 points in the second half, including that game-winning three as the Aggs edged DePaul 80-79. Here's Carter on her game-winning shot.
I knew that we needed a rebound, but I knew that Aaron Hill was going to get it. So my first thing that I did was I looked at how much time was on the clock. And out the corner of my eye, I seen Coach Blair, and I knew that, you know, it wasn't a time to look or try to call a play. I didn't know how much we were down by, honestly. I just knew that I needed to hit a big shot, and that's what I did. I just shot it.
Aggie forward Andriel Howard collected 18 points and 19 rebounds in the win. The victory sets up a Sweet 16 showdown with Notre Dame this Saturday in Spokane. Now back in the men's game, 7th-seeded Nevada is in the Sweet 16 after pulling off a 22-point comeback to edge Cincinnati 75-73. Syracuse, Clemson, and Purdue also advanced yesterday, as did Kansas State, Florida State, and West Virginia. They joined Texas Tech, Villanova, Gonzaga, Duke, Kentucky, Loyola Chicago, and Kansas. Now, good times on the diamond yesterday for the Aggs. Number 7 softball grabbed a 9-1 run rule win over Michigan State, followed by a 4-1 victory over Marist to finish the Reveille Collegiate in 5-1. Meanwhile, the Reveille Classic at 5-1. Meanwhile, 6th-ranked baseball avoided the sweep in Auburn, topping the 14th-ranked Tigers 5-1. In the pool, Texas A&M women's swimming and diving placed 3rd at the NCAA championships, matching a program-best finish. The Aggs broke 6 school records, and with Buril Gasteldello and Sydney Pickram setting 2 marks each. And second-ranked Aggie men's golf sits in second place following Sunday's opening round of the Valspar Collegiate at the Floridian National Club. Sophomore Dan Erickson shot the low round for the Aggs with his scorecard of 4-under, good for a share of second place. James Harden scored 34 points and dished out 12 assists as the Houston Rockets rallied to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, 129-120. Head man Mike D'Antoni said the team lost focus in the second half, but hey, a win is a win.
I thought our first half, I thought it was almost perfect, you know, from everybody, from Ryan to Gerald Green to Chris and James, and I just thought we had Clint. I mean, we just played really well. And then, you know, we've been playing a lot. I mean, whatever excuses we want to have, but they kept fighting, and we kind of let up a little bit and got them back in the game. We risked it, but, you know, hey, we'll take it.
With the victory, Houston has now won 26 of its last 28 games. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars came up short to the Winnipeg Jets 4-2. It marked the fifth straight loss for Dallas. And Rory McIlroy birdied five of his final six holes to close with an 8-under 64 and a two-stroke victory over Bryson DeChambeau at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Tiger Woods was one shot off the lead until hitting out of bounds on the 16th hole to fall back into a tie for fifth. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2015 Ford Fusion for only $209 a month. You're talking about a car that's going to get great gas mileage, also looks really clean, kind of a businessman special or businesswoman special, something that you wouldn't mind taking your clients or your loved ones around. It's a Ford Fusion, only $209 a month at Team Ford of Navasota. You head south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio with Jen Zwanker of Zwanker & Associates. Now, Jen, for prospective buyers, I'm actually one. If somebody is thinking, if somebody is thinking about purchasing a home now or waiting a year, leasing, and then maybe purchasing one a year from now, there's some differences there. There's going to be some good and some bads.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask this question. They're trying to decide whether or not to renew a lease for a year. And I'll just give you a pretty basic example. So $250,000 home, 20% down. When you calculate principal interest, homeowner's insurance, taxes into a payment, you'd be looking about $1,576 if you bought this year, 4.5% interest. You wait for another year, you're looking at about $1,766. So almost $200 a month difference.
Yeah.
$2,400 a year. I could find something to do with that. Could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, you're talking about appreciation. You're talking about a higher interest rate, 4.5 to 5.5%.
For the smartest move, the best move, go to check them out. Go to zarealestate.com.
About 3 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We now have dueling estimated hail size charts.
Yep, so you got the one.
Man, yeah.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, they've still got half dollar in there, which I don't understand.
Sure.
Slightly larger than that is ping pong ball size.
Correct. Oh. And then slightly larger than that is golf ball size. So apparently golf ball's a little bit bigger. Yep.
Then we go to lime.
Yes, or a medium-sized hen egg.
Yeah, which I could just hear them saying,
medium-sized hen egg,
sized hail.
Yeah. That's almost as good as ping pong ball.
Then large apple.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
ooh,
that's
yeah.
in there, too.
Grapefruit.
Yeah. And but actually, going back to the other side, they have USB plug size. This is on
those
the official tinies. Chart. The official chart.
Is that the Johnson official chart of hail size?
It's mothball, peanut, or USB plug.
Huh.
Which is a little bit larger than pea size.
I like peanut.
Peanut.
All right,
someone
we
did send in like four different a picture with four different hail pieces.
You know?
And it's kind of cool. One is like perfectly smooth and it looks like a Jordan almond, actually. Where the other ones are kind of, you know, clumpy
gnarly.
And gnarly looking. Yeah, but it's just kind of nifty how they all look so different.
Just like people.
Sure.
Hail.
Clumpy
just
and gnarly.
Like people.
Yeah. Clumpy and gnarly looking.
And others are perfectly smooth.
All right. Okay, here we go. So it's baseball season coming up. These are some of the things you get in major league parks.
All right.
At Fenway, It's the creme brulee French toast.
Oh, I didn't have that.
House-made pastry cream and chocolate ganache with a Vermont maple syrup.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then there's the Spectator in Atlanta.
Nice.
The Brave Spectator is a giant potato stuffed with jalapeno cheddar sausage, which is bacon-wrapped, and then slow-smoked. That'll take a while. Yeah. There's the asada dog, which is an 18-inch hot dog nestled inside a roll with fries, queso blanco, and carne asada, and also pico de gallo and guacamole. That's at the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if you want to be healthy, there's the superfood greens and grains at the Pittsburgh Park. Vegan-friendly snack with kale, spinach, roasted corn, carrots, quinoa, brown rice, cranberry, sunflower seeds, tossed in a sriracha carrot dressing.
No, thanks.
Why would you do that? Why would you go to the baseball game to eat healthy?
Hey, some people still are, you know, on a diet. They're just enjoying some entertainment, still want to eat healthy.
You're supposed to not yield to temptation.
I like the choices.
Or yield to temptation, either one. All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, insurance claim experts for residential and commercial claims. 268 Roof, or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 80. Low temperature tonight, around 47. Tomorrow, it'll be 69. Right now, it's 68. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.
Don't even go near packages or backpacks you don't recognize. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the warning in Austin, Texas, after the fourth bombing this month injured two men last night on the side of a road.
It is very possible that this device was a device that was activated by someone either handling, kicking, or coming in contact with a tripwire that activated the device.
Austin Police Chief Brian Manley says that's different, with a different skill level than the last three bombs left on doorsteps. They killed two people and injured two. President Trump will go to New Hampshire later today to further push for what he talked about in Pennsylvania earlier this month.
Did we catch a drug dealer? Death penalty.
He's also pushing for other strong punishment in the battle against opioids, painkillers, and other drugs blamed for tens of thousands of